Right, we'll start off with rugby. The Hollybet Sharks' focus will be on cementing their spot in the United Rugby Championship playoffs when they face Ulster today and the rest of the round robin phase. Now, the Durban Knights are currently fourth with a top two finish in AIM. The Vodacom Bulls stand at second on the log after beating defending champions Glasgow Warriors 26-19 in Scotland to secure home quarterfinal. Now, the Sharks' aim will be to end their European tour on a high with a win this evening. And Sharks coach John Plumtree says they've just got to get the job done.
We know we need to win all three games that are coming our way if we want to push hard for that top two spot. That's definitely been spoken about because we are in a competition. You know, when players need to have that type of information, but you narrow it back down to just winning every day and, you know, winning the weekend and getting that job done.
The clash tonight kicks off at 8:30. Over to some football now. Mamelodi Sundowns have booked a spot in the CAF Champions League final following a 1-1 draw against Al Ahly in Cairo, thanks to a last-gasp own goal by Al Ahly centre-back Yasser Ibrahim. And despite finishing 1-1 on aggregate, Sundowns secured a spot in the final on the away goal rule, a first for the Kloerkop side since 2016. It was a different story for Orlando Pirates last night, who sank to a 3-2 defeat on aggregate to hand the Egyptian league leaders Pyramids their first continental final. So the final looks like this: Mamelodi Sundowns up against Pyramids FC in the CAF Champions League. And then ending off with road running, marathon legend Eliud Kipchoge will make his return to the London Marathon tomorrow, marking his first appearance since 2020. Now, the 40-year-old Kenyan, a four-time London champion and two-time Olympic gold medalist, aims to secure a record-extending fifth victory. Now, after a challenging 2024 season, Kipchoge will face stiff competition from defending champion Alexander Mutiso Munyao. He expressed confidence for the upcoming race.
Sport is built by actually patience, by dedication, and that's what happened last year. But the proof of a good sport is how and when you wake up. And that's why I'm here. I woke up from what happened last year, and I'm ready actually to be on the road on Sunday.
Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.